Good Monday morning. It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's all new Hits 106.3. A little chilly this morning, but it should be a nice afternoon again today, but a little colder than we were yesterday. Good morning, Mandy. All the way up there in Georgetown.
We doing it.
How we doing this morning? How was the weekend? This was the second weekend with all the kids being all at home?
Yes, pretty much. I will say I'm loving all this outside play, but my son, who's 5, did get a tick on his private area. While you're outside playing with the kiddos, just know that the ticks are extra bad this year, so make sure you put, some tick spray on them. I freaked out, needless to say.
Well, that's a good PSA to put out there, because I didn't even think about that.
I mean, they're really, really bad, and you're sending your kids out to play outside, which is awesome, but at the same time, the ticks are bad, and you don't think about it until I was, like, giving him a bath last night, and I'm like, what is that right there on your little private area?
And then, of course, he freaks out. I went running yesterday, and there was trees where I was running at, because I'm trying to get away from people, just trying to run by myself, and now I'm paranoid that I have a tick somewhere.
Yeah, well, just check yourself thoroughly.
I'm going to check myself before I wreck myself.
So there you go. Also be out on the lookout for the ticks this morning.
Great.
So yeah, my weekend was awesome.
But at least you found it. That's good. So good on you. That's a parenting win.
Is it though?
You can't prevent your kid from getting a tick, but you found it, so that's winning.
Yeah. True.
Yeah,
but you can spray bug spray on them. They have tick and I want to say flea, but it's not. It's tick and what is it?
A tick and mosquito.
Yeah, I can't think of it.
Yeah, but also fleas probably won't get on your child either if you spray that on them. So that's good.
Valid. All right, so we've got positive news stories. Put a smile on your face. We do appreciate you waking up with this. Today's story is about a mailman who is going above and beyond to put smiles on people's faces. We love this so much. We'll tell you all about it coming up in 2 songs. Right now, we got some Harry Styles for you. It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3. There's a mailman in England that has been cheering people up just by dressing up in different costumes to deliver the mail. I love this so much. So far he's done like a Trojan soldier and a German beer maid.
it almost looks like a Wizard of Oz kind of costume, the German beer maid.
Have you not seen what German beer maids look like before?
Apparently, I haven't been to Hofbräu. I think that's the German beer place where you can get pretzels and steins of beer or something. These costumes are like elaborate. It's not like, oh, he put on a Trojan horse hat. He's got the fake sword, the satchel. He's like, this is awesome. This is so cool.
I love this so much. Definitely a way to put smiles on people's faces for sure.
Oh, yeah, because everyone's going to be looking forward to whenever, whoever his name is, comes to deliver the mail that day.
I know. I still look forward to getting mail simply because, you know, all I have to do is online shopping, and I probably should stop that, but I can't because I'm so bored.
Whenever I get mail, I see the mail truck, I do the Blue's Clues mail time song, and my dog looks at me like, you have lost your mind. I'm calling Dog Protective Services on you because I can't deal with you singing anymore.
How does that song go, Jimmy?
Mail time! And then that's really all. I just yell that over and over in a singy song tune. And then I hear banging on my wall from my neighbor. It's cool, though.
Well, we've got 10 more positive news stories. We've got all these. We'll post it to our Facebook page. You can read more about them there and put a smile on your face this morning. It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3 at 6:30. And yesterday, Elton John held his living room concert series. Did you get to watch any of it, Mandy?
To be honest, I totally forgot all about it.
Look, these are crazy times we're living in, so I will forgive you. You probably had a lot going on with, you know, having your kids at home nonstop. And you said earlier your 5-year-old had a tick, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So your excuse is valid. But they had tons of artists. Elton John, like I said, Billie Eilish, Camila Cabello, Shawn Mendes. You had the Backstreet Boys. Here's just a little bit of audio of the Backstreet Boys performance, which, again, they're all doing it from their individual houses. and then they mesh it all together, and this sounds really good.
My fire, the one desire.
So if I play that for you, you're just like, oh, that was a nice concert they did. Like, that's
sure.
Insane.
I can hear the difference, but
I mean, a little bit. Okay, compare that to this is Billie Eilish's performance. And you can't see the video, but that's the best part, is it's her and her brother, and they're just chilling, hanging out, sitting on a couch with a microphone and a guitar.
I love that.
But that's the difference in styles. But the Backstreet Boys, and it's how we've played some of the montages of like the orchestras where it shows like 70 different faces on a screen all doing their part. That's what the Backstreet Boys was. So you get more of the visual part of it as to how cool it kind of is when they're all separated, but it sounds in unison like that. Obviously, it's a little pre-recorded, but we'll find some of those clips and we'll post them to our Facebook page so you can find it there. It's going to be another nice one today. It is a little chilly this morning, but we will be around 50 this afternoon.
All right, so we want to hear those confessions. Surely by now, there's something that is happening in your house that you're tired of. Like one mom confessed that she's tired of the mayor that's on Puppy Dog Pals, or not Puppy Paw Patrol.
Yes.
Which is really funny, because if you are a parent, I'm sure you watch that show all the time. We want to hear those confessions. We'll do this coming up just before 6:40 right here on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3 at 6:37.
All right, so listen, we're all a bit off with like this insanity and, you know, been kind of doing some things. So we should be given some extra forgiveness, right?
Some unspeakable acts.
And since our place of worship is social distancing, so we really can't go anywhere, we want you to give us your confessions.
Yeah.
Right? We're gonna have fun with this. It is I'm going to call it the coronavirus confessions, simply because NBC is actually doing this as well, where you can go and submit your confessions and you can like filter it by category, childcare, pet care, supplies, even the state.
Wow.
You can find what we're confessing here in Kentucky, which is glorious. So we want your confessions this morning. 280-1063.
Got Maren Morris and Hozier right now on Hits 106.3.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
We want your confessions this morning. We've all been stuck in our houses, probably doing some things here and there that we're not proud of. We're calling it coronavirus confessions.
Uh-huh.
Just to give you an idea, one mom actually, and this is all anonymous. So if you want to call us up, we won't even say your name. We can even put you on the voice disguiser, 280-1063. But one mom says, I really hate Mayor Goodway on Paw Patrol. Thanks for listening. I feel better. I feel her pain immediately, because if you have young kids, Paw Patrol is, you're probably watching a lot of that.
More right? than like, yeah, on repeat. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You've memorized all the plots.
All right, so we've got our first caller. Good morning. What is that coronavirus confession?
Okay, well, toilet paper is an issue, as we all know. So I have started to pee in the shower in the morning, and that cuts out, you know, one time I have to use toilet paper.
It, look, if you're cutting down like 10 sheets at a time, that's all you can do. That's smart.
Yeah. I'm going to start telling my kids that. Just let it go.
Thank you.
We're going to take a bath so you can go to the bathroom.
Every little bit helps.
Every little bit does help.
I'm saying, and so it's about to get real bad soon, I feel.
And you know, so does confessing to these things that you do. It does make it a little bit better. Save the environment.
We would love to hear yours. Call us up 280-1063. It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3 at 6:48.
We realize there's a lot of crazy things happening. You're probably doing some things that you just want to get off your chest, right? I mean, if you're dealing with kids or trying to teach them, or if you're just pretending like you're cooking and you're really getting takeout and you want to get that off your chest.
Be like, your husband's like, wow, you can really cook. That's weird.
Yeah. So good morning. What is that confession?
Since we've been on this quarantine, I'll admit I've been stealing my neighbor's Wi-Fi. He doesn't have a password on it, and it's definitely way faster than mine. So, hey, c'est la vie.
That's,
hashtag why not?
I mean, hey, look, if it's unprotected, I mean, if it's open, I don't know.
Right? Allegedly. Obviously, he should have it protected if he had a problem with it. I think you're good.
Right?
Look, it's a struggling time that we're in right now with these Wi-Fi speeds. Netflix,
I'm
saying. Netflix doesn't wait. I got to watch Joe Exotic, and if it can't stream it, I'm going to freak out.
One more confession really fast. I am a stay-at-home mom and am secretly happy that people who have said my job is too easy are getting to see what it's like.
Just a little win for all those stay-at-home moms.
Listen, I give them all the credit in the world. I used to be that person that would, you know, my sister was a stay-at-home mom, and she'd get all kind of crazy on me, and I'm like, what? You get to sit home all day. I totally get it. I am so sorry for thinking other things. I apologize.
Amen.
Something really cool that has been happening all around, and you've probably seen this and wondered to yourself, what in the world is that? I don't know if you recall the book Going on a Bear Hunt.
Oh, you mean
when you were younger, Jimmy?
You mean this thing?
We're going on a bear hunt.
It's weird that you say that. I just had this ready.
I've got my binoculars.
So here's the deal. Neighborhoods all around have been putting bears in their windows. Some have even gone as far as like setting up a whole entire display out in the front yard. And basically it's for, you know, kids and families to either drive around or walk around and try to find as many bears as they possibly can.
Yep.
There's tons of Facebook groups, what location you're in. I know that Georgetown has one. It's called Georgetown Bear Hunt. Lexington has one where it actually has a map of the neighborhoods that actually have these. Or you can just drive around if you're bored and see if you can find some.
It's a good thing.
It's really, really cool.
It is. I didn't know what it was. I had to ask my fiance. She's a kindergarten teacher. So she knows all about this. She looked at me like I was asked the dumbest question ever. I was like, why are there bears?
Hey, thanks for the heads up.
She's like, excuse me. And then she just broke into this.
We're going on a bear hunt.
And she started like prancing around. I'm like, okay.
It is a lot of fun. I didn't know that this was happening until, you know, I took my son on a walk and he's like, look, there's a bear in the window. And I'm like, huh, did some kid just put that there because they were bored? And then I saw a lot of people, walking around in the neighborhood. And I was like, there sure is a lot of people out.
I know a lot of them are in the Hamburg area. From the Google map that I saw, Hamburg has a lot of them. So if you live in that area, there's a ton over there, a couple hundred. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So if you haven't done this yet, or if you were wondering, like, what in the heck is this? That is what it is. It's going on a bear hunt. If you get bored later today, maybe take your kids out and find some bears.
Love it.
And post your pictures. We'd love to see those.
Yes.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
We've got Tell Me Something Good, positive news stories, put a smile on your face. It's brought to you by Republic Bank. It's just easier here.
Tell me something good.
There are positive news stories all around us. I know these times can be kind of trying, but always got to find the positive things. And our neighbors to the north, Cincinnati. There's a church there who raised about $230,000 to cover babysitting costs to the child healthcare worker. Excuse me.
Wow.
I stumbled.
To how much money?
$230,000. Now, childcare is expensive, and you know a lot of places have been closed except to the healthcare workers. And you know the fact that they are raising this much money to cover that cost is simply amazing.
That is super ultra incredible.
Really quick, another amazing story that benefits all of us. Taco Bell is giving away a free Doritos Locos Tacos tomorrow. No purchase necessary.
You said free?
Yeah.
You said free?
I said free 99.
Okay.
That's if you go through the drive-thru tomorrow, you'll get a free taco. No purchase necessary. However, you're not going to order just one taco.
That and just try to be smart and don't go at peak times because it's going to be crazy.
It's going to be crazy regardless.
Yeah. So
I think I'll pass on that. But if you want a free taco, go ahead.
Hey, that's what we're here for. We're here to let you know what is happening around here and you do it what you will, you know?
That's right. We've got more positive news stories up on our Facebook page right now. It's Hits 106.3.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3 at 7:19. Mandy, you holding up okay up there in Georgetown?
Oh, you know, I'm just doing the best I can.
All right. I know we get in the middle of doing the show and everything, and I just like, you doing all right? Everything cool? You got breakfast yet this morning? What's Mimi cooking
you?
No,
Mimi hadn't got up yet. Mimi's like the real MVP of stay-at-home working. Like, she cooks me breakfast every morning.
Yeah, you posted a picture of your omelet Friday. It looked really good.
Man, it was probably one of the best omelets I've ever had.
And she put fruit on your plate, too? I'm like, what is this? She put fresh grapes on your plate with your omelet.
I'm so sorry.
Anyways, so just want to make sure that you're doing okay over there this morning. So American Idol, they had an episode yesterday, and then another episode will air this coming Sunday. But then after that, they're going to have to change some stuff up or figure things out because all of these episodes that have been airing have been recorded. And normally it becomes live once they narrow it down to whatever, the top 20.
I think it's like the top 20, yes.
Yeah.
They'll start doing live shows once it hits top 20, although they can't do that. So I was curious as to what's going to happen.
It's going to be interesting. And I think a lot of people have been, the last couple seasons since Idol's gotten rebooted, it's definitely gotten better. I've started to watch a lot of the last couple seasons. Mm-hmm. So when we hear about what they're kind of feeling it out day by day, just like everyone is everywhere, you know, till they get the okay that they can do something. But if we hear about it, we'll pass it along to you. Also, the economic stimulus bill was passed, $2 trillion, which means that Americans should be getting their $1,200 federal payment. If you filed your taxes and you used a bank account.
If you filed your taxes, then you'll be getting it.
Right.
If you're not a tax paying person, you won't be getting it.
Exactly. And so there's other stipulations with things, but regardless, they said within 3 weeks we should be getting it. But also, be aware that our scammers trying to send out fake checks to people, and they've already started hitting the mailboxes in Florida, and people are starting to get them.
They say don't give out your PayPal account information, yep, your Social Security number, bank account number, or anything else if someone claims, you know, that they are going to provide you with a $1,200 federal payment. It's not legit. So just know that. If you do get direct deposit, it will be automatically direct deposited into your account. So you can rest assured feel a little more at ease knowing that if you get it, your taxes direct deposited.
Exactly. And I think that's why they're doing it, because there'd be so many checks going out in the mail at the same time. So that's good they're doing that. It's going to be a very nice day today. We're about 50 right now. We'll be around 60 with some sunshine later this afternoon.
All right. So second date update. We have chosen our favorites. We've gone back into the vault to pick out some highly entertaining ones. Today's is about Angela and Billy and a facial wax gone wrong.
But for who?
That is happening just before 7:35 right here on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3. Second date update. We've got some of your favorites. I mean, because obviously people really aren't dating these days. And if you are, shame on you, because you're supposed to be social distancing.
Unless it's a FaceTime date, don't do it.
Right. We've chosen some of our favorites. We went back into the vault and picked out some really good ones. Today it's all about Billy and Angela. We spoke with Billy first. So here you go. Enjoy. Good morning, Billy. Thank you for being on the show with us this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
Of course.
Thank you.
Why don't you tell us about Angela?
Yeah, so it's kind of an awkward, funny story. We actually met in the hospital.
Okay, that's really interesting. So how did it all go down?
Well, I'm an idiot, so of course I'm walking around my own place, and I tripped, and I caught myself a little awkwardly on my wrist, and it turned out it was fractured pretty bad. So I ended up going to the hospital, and they wanted to put a cast on it. So she was one of the nurses who helped out with that. And,
really?
And I just, yeah. And she was super sweet. She was so nice to me. And I wanted to ask her to sign my cast, like a little kid. And I was like, I wanted her to be the first to sign it. And I said, you know, while you're at it, would you mind leaving your number there, too?
Oh.
And, yeah.
So she did that too, huh? She put her phone number on it.
She did. It was really cool. She did. She made it cute. And I still have it on my arm, of course. And I don't think I'll be able to lose that until the cast comes off.
Okay. So did you guys go on that date? Like you called her?
You know, we did.
Okay.
Yeah, we did. I called her, and we set up a nice little dinner date. And I went to one of my favorite restaurants, a little French Moroccan place. Super nice, but laid back. So we had a nice chat. The company was obviously very good, and we really hit it off.
So I'm assuming you haven't heard from her since, or else we wouldn't be talking.
You got it, yeah. Not really at all. It's been like, you know, a little over about a week, which, you know, it feels like a long time when you've reached out a few times and
Of course.
What you think was a really good date. So you sort of, it just feels longer, and I'm not sure what's going on.
Could you, if you could think back to the date, do you think anything went wrong at all?
You know, I've thought about this. I've run this back in my head, and no, I don't think anything went wrong. We had a good night. I think it even ended well, which is where usually the missteps happen when you're saying goodnight. And no, it seemed to go really well. I have no idea what's going on. I just feel a little sort of disjointed and off track. I'm not sure why she wouldn't reach out. So,
So she's ignoring you, obviously.
Or maybe. You know, I don't want to, my ego, I don't think it's trying to tell me no, but, you know, she might have just missed a couple texts and it was just an oversight, perhaps, you know.
Well, I love that you are optimistic, so hopefully that is the case. Why don't we give her a call and find out what it is?
That sounds good. I appreciate it.
Okay, hold on.
Hello?
Hi, is this Angela?
Yeah, this is Angela. Who's this?
This is Mandy from Hits 106.3. We actually do a morning show. We were actually talking to Billy about the date that you guys had, and he hasn't heard from you since. So we're actually calling to really just check in to see if everything's okay, if there's like a reason why you haven't got back to him, that kind of thing.
Oh, wow. you know, it's only really been a week, I think, since we went out.
Uh-huh.
So it hasn't been like a super long time since we've last spoken.
Right. I know you're busy because I believe he said that you were a nurse. So Billy just really likes you, and he's probably kind of getting nervous that things aren't really going well and that you might not like him. So that's kind of why we're like stepping in.
Yeah, that's really not it at all. I thought they're going well.
Okay. So can we assume that you've just been really busy? I mean, why aren't you calling him back?
That has really nothing to do with him. It's more just me being an idiot.
Okay. I mean, do you mind talking to us about it?
Yeah. It's a little embarrassing. It's just something a little dumb, but I'm going to throw it out there.
Okay.
So I nared my upper lip, and I left the nair on way too long, and now I have a really awkward red mustache burn mark on my face.
Oh, no.
It just looks really dumb looking, and I'm embarrassed about it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I bet. I've actually done that before. It's painful, and I'm so sorry.
Yeah, a little bit. But it's more just stupid than it hurts. Like, it just...
Like your pride hurts more than your lip?
Yeah, pretty much, yep.
Well, I hate that. I hate that's the reason why you haven't called him back yet. Here's the thing, Angela, is we actually have Billy on the phone with us, so he heard everything, and you guys can kind of work things out.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. Good.
I'm sure you look as beautiful as ever, regardless of your little burn mustache.
Thank you. It's not true, but
No. I'm just happy to find out that you weren't actually ignoring me. I thought you were just kind of ghosting me.
No. I honestly was just waiting for this redness to pass, just because it looks so bad, and then I was gonna set up a time to see you.
Okay. Well, listen. I don't think you should feel bad in this scenario, because I'm the goofball who tripped and, you know, broke his arm in his own house. So nothing to be embarrassed about here.
I guess you're right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, this sounds
a good point.
This sounds promising. So what I'm hearing is that you guys are going to go out again. Yes.
I don't.
Yeah.
Think. Awesome.
That'd
well,
be like 4 days.
This worked. This worked out well.
It's 106.3.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's all new Hit 106.3.
If you are tired of cooking, the whole family's there, no one can leave the house, we got you covered. Our open for business tab on our website, hits1063.com. We got over 140 restaurants listed there in alphabetical order that are still open. And most of, well, I should say, all of them are doing takeaway and delivery only. You got places like Chicken Salad Chick. You've got Jimmy John's. You've got Outback. You've got tons of places that are still open. And they need us to help them through these times so they can, in turn, help us Help them.
You just had chicken salad chick too, didn't you?
Oh, you're dadgum right. I did. Some jalapeno holly.
Yeah. I only say that because I ordered it and gave it to you because I'm so nice like that.
Is that what happened? You ordered it and you let me get it?
Yeah, I did. I ordered it for you and paid for it and was like, here you go, Jimmy.
You're such a blessing in the skies for me. So
I know.
Nice. But look, we've got all these businesses. And when I was first looking at this, I would assume maybe there's a handful of restaurants open. No, there's 150 plus restaurants in, you know, drive-thrus still open here just in Lexington.
There's so many, and we definitely want to show our support as well. Also, give a big old tip if you can. If you have the means to do so, hook them up with that big tip.
Yes, because in these times, that's what those service industry people need. It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's all-new Hits 106.3 at 7:48.
Some sad news. Disneyland and Walt Disney World will be closed indefinitely due to the coronavirus. Now, they were set to actually open this Wednesday, but of course,
really?
Since Trump came out and said that, you know, he encourages us to go through April 30th, I believe.
Right.
They are going to stay closed until this thing kind of passes. Now, employees will get paid through at least April 18th. After that, I don't know what's going to happen.
Ooh. Well, Disney and ABC and everything that owns that parent company, whatever, they have enough money. If they don't pay those employees, that's pretty bad. But, you know,
I mean,
whatever.
There's going to come a point in time, though, where they start losing money,
exactly.
Especially being closed that long.
Yeah.
I mean, there's bills that are going to stockpile. I mean, there's no telling what their bills are.
Okay.
In good news, though, Disney has a YouTube channel dedicated to their theme park attractions, so you can experience any ride through virtual reality, which is really kind of cool.
This is so crazy. If you've never seen what a virtual reality video is, it's supposed to be on a headset, and you can look up and around. Everywhere you look, you're in the ride. It's immersive. If you get motion sickness, you will actually probably get sick if you do this. That's how real it feels.
Yeah, so, I might actually buy my kids one of those. Is it a VR thing?
Yeah, it's a VR headset.
Buy a VR headset just so they can experience this.
Some of them are very expensive, but you can get a cheaper one. And it, for this kind of thing, it'll do the job.
Can I get one on Best Buy for like
$25? $25? I don't know. You could probably get one at like a Ross or TJ Maxx, one of those that they have on like the random shelves. And you're like, what are all these things here? Why is this next to a razor? But yeah.
Too bad they're closed, so I won't be getting that. That's all right, though. Well, just pull up YouTube and they can experience it from that.
Put it on your TV. It's fine.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3. And Mr. Pitbull, Mr. Worldwide, Mr. 305.
Oh, gosh.
Have you seen what he's done?
I did. I really enjoy this.
This is a worldwide anthem, and the message behind it's really cool. So he filmed a video of himself on a rooftop. And behind him is the skyline of Miami. And this is the video he posted to just kind of like pump everyone up and be kind of inspirational for people.
And the reason that I wanted to do it here on the roof and show that city right behind me, Miami, because Miami is what taught me how to fight. And I want to give that to everybody in the world right now. I said, that's when we got to stick together. We got to fight hard. I believe, stand with me. Show how powerful it is when you come together. And this right here is a world anthem. Called I Believe That We Will Win. This right here is to motivate the world. And with that said, I want y'all to stay healthy, stay safe, and stay blessed.
Bottom line, no matter what, face everything and rise.
That is the new anthem for the world.
Hey, just listening to him talk gave me cold chills. I was like, yeah, that's right. We will win.
See, you got cold chills. It brought me back to playing football, and I was like, I'm ready to run through a brick wall, coach. What you want me to do? Whatever you say, coach, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And if you mean by whatever you need to do, I'll sit at home and not go near anyone. Absolutely, Mr. Pitbull. I will do that for you. But
I think we need to play that every single morning to get us pumped up. Or just play it in the household so I can get my kids pumped up for the day.
Yeah, we need Blair that in your neighborhood or apartment complex and just start get people going.
I might blare it here in a few minutes so I can wake up my son.
So I'd
be like, it's school time. Actually, they're on spring break, so never mind.
Yeah, exactly. But he is starting a fund with this, and 100% of the proceeds will be split between Feeding America and the Tony Robbins Foundation with the ongoing health crisis. So someone that is trying to do equally as good, Cardi B. Here's what she wants to do. She wants to set free Joe Exotic, because I'm sure you know who Joe Exotic is. Does everyone know who that is, in case you forgot? Stand back and marvel. Tiger King. Apparently, she just watched it, and she said they did Joe so dirty over and over again. About to start a GoFundMe account for Joe. He shall be free.
I don't know about that.
I think he
the
got
whole
set
thing
up.
Is shady to me. And you know what? I was all for it, and then I realized he didn't even sing his own music, so that's not his voice. Spoiler alert.
Hold on. Stop. Wait. You just don't. Do not ruin my day. This is not Joe Exotic?
Nope. It's not. It's some other dude.
I don't like him anymore.
I know. That's what I
said.
Joe. I was like, immediately.
I was 100% Team Joe in all of his piercings and Prince
Albert.
If you
think about it, his voice sounds so deep singing.
It does.
And then when he talks, it's like way higher.
Yeah, but I wanted to believe.
Anyways,
that's what Cardi B's doing with her time. So there's that. It's going to be a nice day today. Highs in the 60s with sunshine.
All right. So if you're single during these times, man, I feel so bad for you. Just simply because you're trying to find a date. I spoke with my friend over the weekend who is 39 and single. And of course, you know, she's on all these dating apps like Tinder and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
And she sent me screenshots of things that these people were saying to her. What?
It's bad enough without a pandemic going around where everyone's quarantined at home and can't leave. And has no other way to get whatever's inside their crazy head out. So I can only imagine.
It's quite comical. She sent me a few screenshots. I'll just tell you what some of their profiles read. You know, some of them say like, I like long walks on the beach and I like to go to the gym, blah, blah, blah. Well, This guy, Tim 35,
hey,
he says, who's ready to go into quarantine with me?
See, what if you haven't been, I think it was like 5 years ago or so, I was on Tinder before I met my fiance, but no one puts, I like long walks on the beach. The whole point of dating apps is to put the most ridiculous, crazy thing in your bio. That's the thing.
Really?
Oh yeah. So this is like peak dating app things, because it gives people stuff to say.
Well, Steve 36 put that he's 6'3", 220 pounds. And then under that says pound sign. He spelled it out. Pound sign. COVID-19 free.
He spelled out pound sign. Oh, Steve. Oh, honey.
He likes beagles, barbells, bacon. He likes all things with bees.
You're on with your life, okay?
Steve, run away from Steve. First of all, that's just what I'm saying. If he spelled out the term pound sign COVID free, maybe that's code for something that I don't know.
I think that's what it is. Uh-oh. I have no idea. That would be fantastic if somebody knew and could call up and tell us.
Please do.
Yeah, 280-1063. If you are single and you've been getting some crazy pickup lines, we'd like to hear them for real. Give us all a good laugh, right?
Yes.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3. We got some Billie Eilish for you right now.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
We understand if you're single during this time, you're probably receiving some pretty awesome pickup lines.
There's a lot of people that have a lot of time to slide in them DMs, so yeah.
If you're not single, we're just going to give you a little idea of what they have been receiving. I came across some of these really funny ones. Here's one. Hey, babe, can I ship you a drink?
Hey.
Another
like
one.
It.
Cough here often.
That's too soon. That's too soon. You can't do that.
Yeah, I feel like I wouldn't be a very good person to use a pickup line on somebody. I'd mess it up so bad. Another one that's really bad. Can you pass me an inhaler because you just took my breath away?
It's a pretty good one. That's like the did it hurt? And what? Mm-hmm. When you fell from heaven?
I like this one, though. This one's sweet. Somebody would have me at this one. There's nothing out there right now that is more contagious than your smile.
Oh, wow. That's cute. I'm going to use that one.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah,
I kind of like that one. If somebody said that to me, I'd be like, that's really awesome. Thank you.
But no, I'm not coming within 6 feet of you. Nice try. You freak.
You can't spell virus without you and I.
Oh.
Okay. And the last one I'll read is, you can't spell quarantine without U-R-A-Q-T.
Ooh, that's a really good one, and it's complex. That's a lot of letters.
That's one that I would mess up for sure.
Yeah, that's one where if you say that to a girl and she responds, it takes her a while to respond. You know, never mind. Never mind. That was a good test. You don't get it. It's fine.
Why you gotta say a girl? Hmm?
Or if a girl says that to a guy and he's like, blah! Yeah, leave him.
Okay.
Because that's absolutely a dude pickup line to a girl.
If you have some good pickup lines, hit us up on our Facebook page. It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
What's your favorite game that you've ever played with friends?
Oh, my gosh.
Cards Against Humanity.
Yes.
Well, they've actually created a virtual room where you can actually send a link to your friends and family so they can join in the game real time and you can play it all together because, you know, we're all practicing social distancing,
yes,
which is awesome.
I love this. Cards Against Humanity, for real, is one of the best games you can play. A couple years ago on Christmas Eve, all of my siblings and I and my parents were all together. And we played Cards Against Humanity. And let's just say my parents did not understand what the game was at first.
Right.
It got real weird when a card that you could pick that had a pixelated something. Yeah, if you played the game, you know what that card is. So, yeah, awkward. But this is great.
It's awesome. We have got this link up on our Facebook page that you can read more about it and set up a play date with your friends virtually with a little Cards Against Humanity. Sounds like a great weekend for me.
Heck I'm just saying. Not even weekend.
Anytime, right?
Yeah, right. No one's doing anything.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3. Gotta be another nice afternoon today. Great way to start the week. Highs around 60 with sunshine.
Also, a great day to get outside and play.
Yes.
But here's a little PSA for you. Something I learned over the weekend. If you're letting your kids go outside and play, make sure you check them for ticks because my son had one on his little private part that I had to get out yesterday.
I'd like to check you for ticks.
Nice.
Great song. I just had to play that. Anytime I hear the word ticks, that's immediately I start breaking out in tune. But that's crazy. Not something that I thought about because I went for a run yesterday through some wooded areas, just, you know, get away from people to still get exercise. And I did not even think about ticks.
Well, we had a very mild winter, so they're going to be bad this year. So just keep that in mind. If you're letting your kids go outside and play, just check them or even your animals as well.
Yes, that's the big thing that I'm thinking because I brought my dog with me on the run. Mm-hmm.
See, there you go.
Yay!
And then bring them inside your house, and then all of a sudden you're sleeping, and the one's crawling on your face or wherever, and you got one on you.
That makes me feel afraid. I want to go back to feeling like this.
I'd like to check you for ticks.
Don't be afraid.
But
they
that's
are gross, though.
That
they,
is.
They
I'm,
creep me out.
I'm glad you brought that up because I think a lot of people have been outside the last couple days, and last thing on my mind was that with everything else that's going on. So that's. It's good to bring
that
up.
Well, I also had a brief freak out as well because I'm like, he had a tick on him. Now he's going to get Lyme disease. And so thankfully my friend is a nurse and so she calmed me down.
Okay, that's good.
So don't freak out. If you get the tick within, I think 24 to 30 something hours, that it's not, as high risk to get Lyme disease. So just want to throw that out there.
That's a good
I'm learning so much.
That's a good PSA. We appreciate you.
I'm not sure if I'm 100% correct on that. I'll have to go back and look at the screenshot that she sent me from the CDC. So
okay.
I can post that. If you have any questions, though, I can send that over to you.
Yeah. Slide up in our DMs, Hits 106.3.
We hope you have a wonderful and safe afternoon. We will be back again tomorrow. If you happen to have anything positive going on in your life, we'd love to hear about it and share it with our listening family for sure. It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.